Welcome to the Thriving in the Kingdom podcast with me, Vincent Kodongo. This is a place where you learn how to function in the Kingdom of Heaven optimally through the application of its timeless principles. We have been speaking about Kingdom keys for walking in the supernatural, and we have been dwelling on the sixth key, which is that you should be filled with the presence of God, be filled with the Holy Spirit, be filled with the manifest presence of God. And we have discussed four benefits of the presence of God to date. That is supernatural radiance, supernatural distinction, and supernatural favor, and supernatural wisdom, revelation, and direction, which was our last what we discussed in our last episode. Today, we continue to discuss the benefits of the manifest presence of God, the benefits of the manifest presence of God. What happens when you're filled with the manifest presence of God, when you're filled with the Holy Spirit? So the scripture said, maybe before we go to the scripture, I can say that the fifth benefit of the presence of God, of the manifest presence of God, is that the manifest presence of God grants us supernatural power. Supernatural power. The manifest presence of God grants us supernatural power. When you are filled with the presence of God, when God is with you, what will manifest is power. When you are filled with God, when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, power. And it's actually the thing that Jesus promised his disciples. Most of the time we dwell in the spiritual gifts dimension. We speak about tongues. The preoccupation is about tongues. And some denomination emphasize that more. They don't think about what Jesus said, that it's beyond just tongues. It is power. It is power. And it's also the fruit of the Spirit. So spiritual gifts are involved. The tongues are also involved as the initial point of being baptized with the Spirit of God. But the real mark that Jesus was speaking about that will be manifested is tongues. Because there are many people who can even speak in tongues, but there is no power being manifested in their life. Little power. So how would you even say that the Spirit of God, they're full of the Spirit of God? So the scripture said this in Acts chapter 1, verse 4 to 5. It says, this is Jesus was speaking to them. He says, on one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command, do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Then you go to verse 8, it says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria to the ends of the earth. So you see, Jesus is telling them that when the Holy Spirit comes, you will receive power. And he tells them earlier on in verse 4, what you have just read, verse 4 and 5, it tells them that do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift. So it basically means that in our execution of the divine assignment, we cannot function without the power of the Holy Spirit. If you are to be effective, we cannot function without the power of God, the power of the Spirit of God. So the power which comes from the Spirit of God. So when you are filled with the presence of God, when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you walk in power. And so you can continue to advance the purposes of God, whether it's evangelism, discipleship, affecting your environment with the principles and values of the Kingdom of God, bringing a transformation in a territory, enforcing the authority of the Kingdom of Heaven over a territory or over a family lineage, over your any kind of dimension that you operate in, it requires the power of the Spirit of God. And that's why God told them in the form of Jesus Christ that do not leave Jerusalem. So you need to build up power. There are some assignments that God has given us that we are not going to be able to execute them until we rise to the dimension of power that requires that. Even to execute the assignment that I'm involved in, like of leading Kingdom diplomats reports, and mentoring in other dimensions like Global Mentorship Network, the assignments that I'm involved in church, the assignments that I'm involved in, even in this podcasting, in writing, all those assignments, any kind of assignments, even in spiritual warfare and prayer, they require the backing of the power of the Spirit of God. So I need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to be filled and refilled continually with the Holy Spirit, to walk in the manifest presence of God in order to see this, to walk, to have dominion by that power that comes from the Spirit. So the benefit of the benefit of the being filled with the presence of God, of the manifest presence of God, being filled with the Holy Spirit is supernatural power, because power deals with obstacles in the natural and spiritual realm. There are examples of obstacles in the spiritual realm. The scripture says in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12, it says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, against principalities, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places." You see, these are powerful beings. So you need not only authority, which you already have as a kingdom citizens, but we need the power of the Spirit of God to enforce authority. Because power is the ability to do something. Authority is a legal right to exercise power. So we need power to deal with these obstacles in the spiritual, I mean the execution of our divine assignments. When we have filled with power, we will be confident that no obstacles is going to be able to prevent us. Because that's what even God told Joshua when he was starting his assignment after Joseph, after Moses had died. He was being told that no one will be able to stand against you, because I will be with you. And that's what God used to always tell everybody he called in the Old Testament, that I will be with you. And also what he told the nations of Israel, I will be with you. Because the presence of God grants you supernatural power to have dominion over your enemies. In addition to the authority to execute the assignment that is given, you need the presence of God, the manifest presence of God. You need to be full of the Spirit of God to exercise this assignment, to be filled and continually refilled. Examples of how, in the scripture, examples of how this power manifests, the presence of God manifests, is in Psalms 97 verse 5. Psalms 97 verse 5. The scripture say concerning God, it says that the mountains melt like wax before you. Yeah, this is the psalmist speaking. It says the mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. So you see, when God appears, the mountains melt like wax. They can be, you know, it's not just physical mountains, spiritual mountains, mountains that are emotional, mountains of disease and sickness, and mountains of complicated situations, whether in relationships or in institutions or in nations. Those mountains, financial mountains, they melt like wax by the presence of God. Any obstacle, any mountains that are erected, even if they have been there for a long time, if you get the dimension of the presence of God that is required, those mountains will melt like wax. Yeah? So you see the power, the manifest presence of God displaying power. Another illustration of this is in Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 1 to 3. Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 1 to 3. The scriptures say this concerning, this is Moses speaking to the Israelites before they went into the promised land of Canaan. He says, "Hear, O Israel, you are about to cross the Jordan to go in and dispossess nations greater and stronger than you, with large cities that have walls up to the sky. The people are strong and tall, Anakites. You know about them, and you have heard it said, who can stand up against the Anakites? But be assured today that the Lord your God is the one who goes across ahead of you like a devouring fire. He will destroy them, he will subdue them before you, and you will drive them out and annihilate them quickly, as the Lord has promised you." So you see, they are faced with an obstacle. What we'll be calling mountain in Psalms 97 verse 5, which you have just read, it's an obstacle of they're going to possess a land, but the land is occupied by nations that are large and stronger than them. Cities that have skies, that are walls that are so high that even the scripture is saying that walls up to the sky. It's speaking about Anakites. Who can stand against Anakites? People have said that. But it's God assures them that it is the Lord who goes across ahead of you. that don't be afraid of them, because it's the presence of God is going, that you're going to destroy them, you're going to subdue them, you'll drive them out and annihilate them quickly. Not just annihilate them, but annihilate them quickly. Why? Because of the supernatural power that is coming from the presence of God. So you see, that's another illustration of that. the benefit of power being a benefit of the presence of God, of how it operates. Then another illustration of the manifest presence of God, or being full of the Spirit of God in terms of expression of power, is Judges chapter 14, verse 5 to 6. Judges chapter 14, verse 5 to 6. This is concerning Samson. 5 to 6. The scripture said this. It says concerning Samson, it says, Samson went down to Timnah together with his father and mother. As they approached the vineyards of Timnah, suddenly a young lion came roaring towards him. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him in power, so that he tore the lion apart with his bare hands, as he might have torn a young goat. But he told neither his father nor his mother what he had done. You see, so you can see that this is a lion coming to him to attack him. And we know that lion is like the king of the jungle, as we say it in a figurative sense, is the king of the jungle. So a lion is feared even by the other wild animals, even the others that are canines, it's feared by them. But what happened is that Samson, you know, when people sometimes when people speak about Samson, they think that he had muscles, that he had built his body like the weightlifters or the bodybuilders of today, that is strong in that sense. But it's not because of that physical. That's not where his power is coming from. It says Samson could have even been a lean person in body, but what happened is that he was filled with the power of the Spirit of God, and because of that power that came upon him, He tore the lion like a young god, as he would have done a young god. Not just a god, but a young god. He ripped it apart because of the anointing of the Spirit of God, because of the presence of God that filled his life. And when you go into the same chapter, chapter 14, verse 19, it says this, that then the Spirit of the Lord came upon him in power. He went down to Ashkelon, struck down 30 of their men, stripped them of their belongings, and gave their clothes to those who had explained the riddle. Burning with anger, he went up to his father's house. So you see that it was not by his own power, by his own might. He says that the Spirit came upon him in power. The Holy Spirit, who is God, came upon him in power. And he struck down 30 men. You see, so it's supernatural power by the presence of God, by the Holy Spirit. It struck them down. Then Judges chapter 16, verse 2 to 3. Chapter 16, verse 2 to 3 continues to speak about him walking in the presence of God, walking in the fullness of the Spirit of God. It says concerning Samson, it says, let me start from verse 1. It says, one day Samson went to Gaza where he saw a prostitute. He went in to spend the night with her. The people of Gaza were told, Samson is here. So they surrounded the place and lay in wait for him all night at the city gate. They made no move during the night, saying, at dawn we'll kill him. But Samson lay there only until midnight, until the middle of the night. Then he got up and took hold of the doors of the city gate, together with the two posts, and tore them loose, bar and all. He lifted them to his shoulders and carried them to the top of the hill that faces Hebron. So they wanted to trap him because he was a terror to them. He was the one who was the judge of Israel. So he was defending the Israelites against its enemies. And in this case, the Philistines. God was using him for that. God had raised him for that purpose, to deal with the enemies. And that's the purpose of the anointing, to execute God's assignments, to advance his interests. So in this case, it was protecting God's people, advancing, destroying the works of the enemies. So what happened is that while they were planning this, he went and he tore the gate. This was not just those gates, those cities in those days, they were walled, and they were big gates. You know, they were strong gates, they were strong cities. So what happened is that he, by the power of the Spirit of God, he went and ripped apart this gate. He brought down the gate. Yeah, he tore it apart. He brought down the posts and the bar. It says that he tore them loose, bar and all. And not only so, he lifted it up to a hill with this supernatural power, strength that he had by the Holy Spirit. And there, so even if they wanted to restore the gate, even bringing it from there, they would probably have to take many people to go and bring it out from there with great difficulty. This was supernatural power by the Holy Spirit. So you see how the Spirit of God empowers us, that when we are filled with the Spirit of God, the benefit we get is power. We receive power. When you are filled with the Spirit of God, the presence of God, the manifest presence of God, one benefit we experience is supernatural power. We need supernatural power. So that's the benefit of the presence. That's why we need to be filled. If you want to walk in the supernatural, you need to be filled with the presence of God, because the presence of God fills us with that supernatural power. The presence of God fills us with that supernatural power. I should give you an illustration now. Of a testimony I had about a ministry. This ministry is a ministry in West Africa. So I think it's called Living Faith Church Worldwide. So the minister of the word was the one who was preaching and ministering about this. And he was speaking about this, and he was saying as he was ministering, he was speaking about the winning anointing. It was in 2006. It's an event that they have annually called a prophetic gathering. We call Shiloh. So it was Shiloh 2006, and I was following up. I was connected in that forum. What happened was he was explaining how they got to the place where they are. So they used to, the ministry used to be in a place called Lagos, in Nigeria, which was a large city. And then God asked them to move to a destination called another place called Ota, where the ministry is based now, which was about 40 kilometers from that place. And this was a place which was known for witchcraft. It was known and infested with witchcraft, and it was known with the territorial powers that had put a siege over this place, demonic powers. Yeah, as the scripture said, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual forces of wickedness in the many places. So it's real. The battle is real. So what happened is that God had directed them. So they didn't go there to prove that they were. They didn't go there to prove that they are more powerful. They went there because God directed them. So what happened before this, there was somebody built a factory in that place, and the business just went down and crashed completely because of the forces of darkness, and the people, occultic people, are partnering with these forces that are powerfully, because it was even said that they were as wicked as the witches of Ota because of the way they were powerful by the demonic power. But the person who built the factory, with this company, the business crashed because of the powers. Somebody built an estate with houses, good houses, and no human being dared to go and live in that estate, because the people who lived there knew about how powerful those forces are, so they never dared to go and stay there. And the place where the church was built itself, where they eventually erected their church, Living Faith Church, the headquarters, whichever it is, the exact place where they are, people would, when it reached at 6, many people would run away from that place because of the way, the effect they will see on the people who would be found in that zone by the demonic forces. So spiritual forces are real, you see. So what happened is that there was even a church there, which is, he mentioned in another different message, a church there that had not been able to grow. It had only about 50 people, and had been there for a long time, because of the forces of darkness are putting a siege. But these people maybe were not operating in the full extent of the power of God. But now when the Living Faith Church came there, led by this minister under the anointing of the God. They came with the presence of God, with what now he was calling the winning anointing. Huh? They came with the manifest presence of God, with the fullness of the Spirit of God, with the operation of a very high dimension of the anointing of the Spirit of God. They took over that city. They took over that town. They took over that zone. They broke the ground. They all the places that things that could not work, even the estate, they took it over. They bought it all. Well, they bought all that estate where the people had refused to have, they renovated it, and they bought about like 530 acres of land, almost 600 acres of land. Progressively, they bought and took over, and they set up the church. They initially started with a grass cathedral because they had not built enough resources at that time. And then they even, when they came to build the church, they built within 1 year of having moved there. Not 1 year after moving there, but 1 year from the time that they started the tabernacle. Eh? From 1 year, within the 1 year of having they started in 98. By 99, they completed a 50,000 capacity tabernacle. Eh? That was a masterpiece. You know, it was like the largest church auditorium, I think, probably in the world at that time, you know, and in the nation and probably in the world. And you see, and they thrived. Yeah, as they broke through and they thrived and they broke the siege of witchcraft, the siege of the territorial powers over the town, they broke the power completely. Why? Because they came with the manifest presence of God. They came with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. They came with the fullness of the power of the Holy Spirit. And you see why Jesus was telling his disciples that do not leave Jerusalem. Do not leave Jerusalem. Wait for the gift that the Father promised. Because, and then he tells them in verse 8, chapter 1 or Acts chapter 1, he says that you will receive power when the Spirit of God comes up. So you need the fullness of this. You need to be filled and to refill and to operate in that fullness of the power of the Spirit of God consistently, to walk, to break the siege of the enemy over anything, any territory that God is giving you to take over. Yeah. And to walk in dominion. To walk in dominion, to remain in dominion. Power is not just conquering, it's to remain in dominion also. Because the enemy will come back to try to test whether they can penetrate, whether they can recover the territory. But when you're walking in power, they will stay far away. So it is, that's a good illustration, a modern day illustration of the benefit of how we enjoy the benefit of the manifest presence of God. Yeah, we enjoy the benefit of supernatural power by the manifest presence of God. So that is the fifth benefit of the manifest presence of God, supernatural power. As we conclude this episode, I want to ask you to reflect on this question. Are you, according to the way your life is operating, or according to any kingdom community that you're part of, even if it's a small group that you're part of, or a church, or a parachurch institution, or whatever initiative, it could be a business, it could be even your family, yeah, or a department in government, whatever it is that you're leading or you're part of, and even your life itself, according to what you're seeing around yourself, are you really manifesting the manifest presence of God in terms of the effects of the manifest presence of God in terms of supernatural power? Or are you living under defeat? Are you living in weakness? Are you being frustrated by the enemy? Is the enemy succeeding against you? Or are you walking in the fullness of the power by the manifest presence of God, by the Holy Spirit? If you have been blessed by this episode, I would like you to subscribe so that you don't miss any future episodes, and also to share the same share the link to the same with your friends, your family members, your colleagues, the members of your church, maybe other ministers who feel that they need to hear this message and walk in supernatural power by the presence of God, by the being filled with the Holy Spirit. And Father, and also to, you can also share it to on your social media platform, because you never know who might benefit from the same. Otherwise, I pray for you that God will grant you the grace to go for being filled with the Holy Spirit, being filled with the manifest presence of God, and that you will walk in supernatural power alongside other benefits. God bless you.